and welcome to MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, along with our producer and engineer, Bill Kropaski. And tonight, we have high school hockey here on MSO, and it's the regular season finale for our high school teams in the area. Tonight, it's the Kepan League's Linfield Pioneers coming in to play the Gloucester Fishermen, and it is the proverbial must game for the Fishermen. We've got both coaches tonight. We'll talk with John Gardner, the head coach of Linfield High School. Also check in with Sean Lyons, who is the head coach of Gloucester High School. And we'll also chat with Nick Kukru, the Gloucester Times sports editor, throughout the evening. So glad to have you with us. We're going to take a quick break, get right to the coaches' interviews, and it's senior night here, of course, at the Talbot Rink in Gloucester. So plenty of action coming up. Stay with us.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for a reliable place to produce your team's uniforms or your business's corporate apparel? Then Sakis and Sportswear is the place for you. Conveniently located on Route 1 South in Peabody, Mass., Sakis and Sportswear handles all aspects of your needs, from price quoting to providing visual proofs to production completion. Visit our website, SakisandSports.com, to view our monthly specials, vendor catalogs, and to request a quote. Remember, Sakis and Sportswear is the place to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
This game is brought to you by the Institution for Savings, your local community bank since 1821, with great rates, great service, and great people. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years with quality products and service, located in Lynn and at harringtontrophy.com. Moynihan Lumber, of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. The Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. Click on their banner on our website to access their respective news and sports coverage.
Okay, before tonight's game, we're talking to Linfield head coach John Gardner now. And coach, nice to talk to you again. Been a while. How's everything going?
Everything's going great. February vacation, week before the tournament, so it's a little less stressful for us than Gloucester going into tonight's game. But I know they need the 1 point, but we're relieved that we're already punched our ticket.
All right, tell me about your season, Coach. Because looking at your game schedule here, you had some ups and downs, and nothing looks like a blowout. But maybe what was before we get to success, any particular game that might have been a disappointment, a team that you should have beat, maybe you came back and beat later on.
Well, I'd say the biggest disappointment of the season was we had Triton 2-0, played a real good defensive game. They had nothing, and then we just made some monumental mistakes down the stretch, including two goals in the last minute 30 to lose when we had a win in our back pocket. So that was probably the most frustrating game.
Mm-hmm.
The only lopsided game you saw was the 5-0 Masco game, and that's deceiving because we had some, we sat 9 players, in the first period, and our starting goalie was, had the flu. So it was kind of a weird game for us.
Yeah, you know, I saw that, and I thought, I wonder if you guys had the flu, like everybody else did. But, you know, it is high school hockey, and that stuff happens. But I'm looking at, what looks to be a nice rebound against North Reading.
Yeah, that was huge. I mean, we knew when we gave up those Triton points, let alone just the 1 point when they tied it with a minute 20 left. We were, you know, you're counting points, and we were hoping that wouldn't come back and bite us in the butt. So they had a big bounce back game against North Reading on senior night. It was a real good game. We actually had a chance to win that thing. We had a lot of great A's and couldn't capitalize, but they're a good squad, and we were thrilled to take away a point.
All right, you had an interesting, excellent season last year. It looks like you're getting ready for the tourney now. John, tell us a little bit about who's leading the way for you guys.
Well, our goaltender, for starters, Dave Langone Sr., he has been he's been a beast. He's got a sub-2 goals against average. He's big. He stops the first shot. He sponges everything up. So he's been huge for us. On the back end, assistant captain Joey Mack has been great for us.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big, tall, long kid that lugs the puck, logs a lot of minutes. He's been huge for us. Forward-wise, we got a couple speedsters. Johnny Prokoski, senior captain, he's been wheeling around out there. You'll get to see him tonight on that big sheet of ice, 14. And Captain Cooper Marangi, big, rugged, strong winger. He's also played center. He plays in the front of the net. He's kind of the immovable object. So he's had a solid year for us. We really don't have any superstars. It's just kind of like an all-hands-on-deck kind of thing.
Yeah, it sounds sort of like the team you had last year, too. What's the strength of your team, Coach? How would we look at what your team looks like in terms of, you know, offense, defense, or whatever?
It's without question good team defense from a goalie out. We don't have a ton of gifted scorers, you know, 5-goal scorers spread out here and there. But we play good from the goalie out. There's been some games where we've held teams to like 12, 13 shots. So that's definitely no question our strong suit, our bread and butter.
Coach, remind us again, I haven't seen you in a year, about your assistant coaches, starting with someone I think who looks pretty familiar.
My identical twin brother, Jason Gardner, he runs our D and is our goalie guy. And then I have two former alums, a little bit younger than my brother and I, Harry Povidakis, played for the Pioneers, and Scott McGrain.
All right, Coach, what do you expect from Gloucester tonight?
I expect a desperate team to come out, looking to do anything and everything to win and get that extra point, worst-case scenario. We've actually tied 3 times in a row over the past 2 seasons, so I'm sure Sean would take that. But, I mean, I've seen them play. I know they're hard-nosed. I know, you know, it's Lions and Costanzo. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, that's correct, yep.
I know those two guys are the engines of that squad. So we're expecting to have our hands full, and that's exactly what we want. I mean, we played North Reading about 10 days ago. We played Westwood in the Vineyard Tournament, and then now to play a Gloucester team that's always been successful, had a good run last year in the tournament, and we know they're going to give us their best game, which is exactly what we want before the tournament.
What's after Gloucester? Do you have something else before the tournament starts?
Nope, that's it.
All right, then we're going to have to check up on you next week. Coach, good luck tonight. I will stop by and say hello, and best of luck to you. Thanks for taking the time today. I appreciate it.
No problem. Always willing to talk hockey with you, pal.
Thanks, John. Talk to you later.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for- a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double-hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
All right, back now with Gloucester hockey, I almost said football coach, Gloucester hockey coach Sean Lyons. And coach, the season goes fast, but this is kind of a precarious situation for you guys tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's the build up to the season goes, and then Thanksgiving comes, you have the tryouts, and it's, you know, seems like it's going just cruising, you know, doing its thing. And then all of a sudden, here we are, it's last game tonight, senior night. And our back's against the wall. We need need 1 point out of this game to make the playoffs.
What's your overall record? You got it on hand?
Yeah, it is 8-8-1. So we have to have a tie at the minimum. Mm-hmm. Win would be nicer, obviously, to get us in.
Just talking with Coach John Gardner, Linfield, telling us, reminding me about the ties that you've had with Linfield. But this looks like another. Their record is not glittering, but it looks like another tough team.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You know, we play well. We've gone up on them. They've come back and tied, and vice versa. There's been some fun games for us over the last couple of years. They're a good, clean team. They play hard. Yeah, their record is similar to ours. They play a very tough schedule. You know, with the Newburyports and the Tritons and the North Reddings of the Cape Ann League and stuff. You know, so I, their record is not something I look at. I look at you know, what we have to do to try to compete tonight.
Okay, what do you have to do, Coach? I mean, you guys have been like a sine curve, up and down all year long.
Yeah, that's to say the least. You know, it's guys in and out of the lineup. That's been a big part of our inconsistency. You know, I have a couple more guys missing again tonight due to situation. So it's a matter of trying to, you know, getting the right combinations when people are out and try to find chemistry. We're constantly changing things up, and that's been difficult.
All right. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you very much.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Well, you can tell we're back live as both teams are warming up now. As Gloucester is warming up down to our left, the PA system is blasting at an outrageous decibel level. And Linfield warming up down to our right. Linfield has a really dark, almost black uniforms with the white numerals that are really easy to see. And, of course, Gloucester with their white jerseys and the red pants. And they've got the diagonal GHS in the front. Nick Kukrul is with us. He's the sports editor of the Gloucester Times. And, Nick, this has been a very, I'm going to say, disappointing season for Gloucester.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, all those players back from a conference champion and a semifinalist last year. And now they need a point on the final night of the regular season just to qualify.
Yeah, and we have to talk about the elephant in the room. They started the season with a number of players suspended for various infractions, and here it's happened again.
Yes, it looks like Gloucester's going to be down a couple blue liners tonight, and that's why we see John Mondello back there again.
Well, it's up to the other kids, of course, to overcome. But again, Nick, kids will be kids, but it's so disappointing when they don't understand the selfishness of the act sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's tough because, you know, you remember all the dumb things that, you know, I did when I was that age, but at the same time, it's like, you know.
Well, one thing about team sports is that, you know, when you get it, you get it and you understand it. You make the sacrifices and you pull together, and that's what the team is going to have to do tonight, obviously. You look at Linfield, man, they drew, I think, Boston Latin last year in the tournament, and I think Latin went on to beat Marblehead in the finals or somewhere along
there. I think they lost to Marblehead in the semis in a game that they should have won.
Oh, okay.
Marblehead had like a big comeback in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, Marblehead lost to Lincoln Sudbury.
That's right.
And Marblehead, I don't know how they pulled it out, but they absolutely did.
Yeah, I watched that game after Gloucester beat Tewksbury, and it was probably the best hockey game I saw last year.
We broadcast all the Marblehead games in the tournament and the Gloucester games, and Linfield acquitted itself very well, and I have nothing but praise for the Gardner brothers, head coach John Gardner and his brother Jay, just super guys.
Yeah, and I mean, this has always been a good game between these two teams. They've been playing each other the last, you know, handful of seasons, and Linfield's always tough. They're always physical. They always bring it. So Gloucester's going to have to be ready for a grind tonight. They're going to have to bring their A game.
And the Pioneers will be sitting back waiting for Saturday to see who they'll draw. And, of course, Gloucester needs a point or it's all over.
Yeah, this is basically the tournament now.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, we'll take a break. And we'll come back with the game, I believe. It's senior night, so the seniors will be honored. And we'll get this game underway. This is MSO News Sports. High school hockey tonight on MSO.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Bradford Tavern Restaurant in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week. The restaurant features two separate function rooms, ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com. We hope to see you soon at the Bradford Tavern. The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities, because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
If you are interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trusts, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
This game is brought to you in part by the Gloucester House Restaurant, offering the freshest seafood right off their boats to your plate. Sarkisian Sportswear, delivering quality team and corporate apparel, located on Route 1 South in Peabody, and at SarkisianSports.com. Lynn Museum, Lynn Arts, preserving Lynn's past and promoting Lynn's future at 590 Washington Street. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance, delivering complete peace of mind. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for estate planning and tax preparation. Gloria Food Store, Rantoul Street, Beverly. Honeydew Donuts of Lynn, Salem, Malden, and East Boston.
Well, as we said, it's senior night tonight. The seniors being honored, and getting some flowers to the parents and taking pictures here, and we're just about done. I think there were only four seniors on the team?
Yep.
So the four seniors eligible tonight. It's a little slip there.
I saw them take one poster down and bring it outside.
And again, that's part of the sadness of it all.
True.
You know, it's like you don't realize. Oh well, this isn't the place for that tonight. We're going to broadcast what's here. Linfield being announced now, and again, they're massed down to our right. They are coming in with a record of 9-8-2. They've scored 46 goals and allowed 39. They don't score a lot of goals, Nick.
Yeah, but they play. I think the Cape Ann League's better than the NEC this year, so they are very battle tested.
They're
facing some of the top defensive teams.
And they beat North Reading the other night, recently, like a week ago.
You can't be a mediocre team and beat North Reading.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. And they will depend largely, of course, on their defense, anchored by Dave Langone in net, Joey Mack, Jared Simpson, of course, the first defense pairing. And up front, they've got their first line, ostensibly, is Christian D'Agostino. He's a senior. At center, on his left, is George DeRoche, a sophomore, and on his right, Johnny Prokoski, who is a senior captain. Gloucester being introduced now, as we get ready for the playing of the national anthem. And let me just see here. We're going to talk with Nick later on between periods, if you can, Nick, about this winter season on Cape Ann.
Absolutely.
We'll get through it. And then
a bunch of close calls that didn't quite go the way of the local teams, unfortunately. That's been the story of the winter so far.
I'm not sure you and I, we haven't talked about the Patriots, have we? I haven't seen you since the Super Bowl.
No,
all right, you might bring that up as well. Here's our national anthem. There you go. Hockey tonight. This is the regular season finale. The tournament pairings are there Saturday. And talking to Coach Gardner before the game, done by the locker rooms, and he was saying it's going to be one crazy mess with the pairings because so many teams are bunched up.
Yeah, at the top and at the bottom.
Yeah.
I was looking at them actually before I come down today. It looks like it might be like some four-way coin flips, some stuff that can still be ironed out over the next couple of nights.
Well, that'll make it fun for those who get in.
Yeah.
Okay, so Noah Poliski is in net tonight, down to our left, after now missing, was it the game yesterday? Revere?
I believe so.
Yeah, they lost, Gloucester lost to Revere yesterday, and they're missing some players tonight. And we'll tell you about the players who are here. So we're ready. It's Gloucester defending the goal to our left. Noah Poliski is in net. And down to our right is Linfield's Dave Langone. He is the senior goaltender. Puck is dropped, burned away. Costanzo wins it for Gloucester, but it's stolen by Tyler Murphy out there with Will Rinaldi and Cooper Morangi. Gloucester intercepts. Across the line for the fisherman is Lyons, and it's scoped into the right-hand corner. Tracking it down, defenseman Joey Mack, a senior captain for Linfield, gets it out of the zone. Pass goes too far, and it's stolen at his own blue line by Mondello. He'll have to go back, though, behind the net. He bounces off the end boards, and Poliski decides to hang on with Cooper Marenghi, Tyler Murphy zoning in on him. We're just underway.
Mondello, Ryan Meniz, defensive pairing, and then we have Harry Marshall and Jack Sperry. Mm-hmm. So that's who the pressure's on tonight.
Absolutely.
Their lines are intact.
Yep, they're missing a couple of defensemen who ordinarily would be what you'd call your first pairing. So Gloucester needing a point tonight is, I don't know what happened, the puck got tied up in front of the bench area.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That was odd. Then the faceoff coming outside of the zone.
Yeah.
That's in our little blind spot right in front of the bench, though. So.
Yeah. And again, we're right behind the scorer's table here at Talbot. You know, for senior night, disappointing crowd, but some students here. And again, it is a vacation week. A lot of people out of town. And anyway, it's in the Linfield zone with Gloucester trying to form some kind of an offense here. Chris Noyes out there with Kobe Mitchell in the right wing corner. Noyes fighting for the puck that goes behind the cage. And Matt Collins has it for Linfield. He gets it over to Ryan Freitas, the other defenseman, who sends it along the boards, left wing side, squirts out of the zone to center ice. Picked up by Sperry, and he loses it. It's chipped in by George DeRoach. Linfield will change up. DeRoach, the only forechecker in on Gloucester. Intercepted at the line, delayed offside, right back into Sperry for Gloucester. Diagonal pass, center ice to the left. Taken by the fisherman. Is that Lyons? It is. Left wing pass to Costanza, weaving in front. Oh, man, tried to stuff it. I think there's a save there as Costanza
flew. He made two of them.
Yeah, right in front. And a rebound came out, and Langone hung onto it. Cleared out of the zone by Linfield. 2 minutes played, no score. Gloucester and Linfield. Mondello gets it to Costanza, flying down the right wing side. Off wing, centering pass, the Lions chip wide.
Boy, that's two nice plays in a row by Costanza. One down the right wing, one down the left wing to create a quality chance.
He's got Field with him on that line, by the way. Okay, comes out to center ice. Taken by Flannery, by himself. Centering pass, left side, shot. Goes wide, and that was by Nekarowski. Cooper Marenghi now forechecking as Tyler Murphy comes onto the ice to help out. Goes in low. But it's taken by Gloucester out of the zone. Pass behind. Who's 13 next?
Tim White.
Tim White.
Freshman.
Okay. Who can't come up with it. I got to write that down. From the right point, deflected. Shot by Muniz. Almost made it in.
Boy, yeah, that was a save by Langone, too, and I don't think he saw it. Hit him right on the right, the left pad. Sorry.
So a couple of good scoring chances early. Off the skates of Muniz, deflected in the right wing side, cleared out of the zone by the Pioneers. Now on the left side is Mondello. He's leading the rush, flying down the left wing side, stops at the point, fires it, blocked. White can't pick it up, it squirts through and almost heads to the goal. Chipped away by Derek Hopkins, out to the point to Mondello, intercepted by the Pioneers, but White is forechecking. And it comes back to the left point, kept in by Mondello. He's got three Linfield players on him. And the puck goes in toward the goal, behind the net. Ethan Brennan drops it back to the right point. And this time it's gloved off the shot of Harrison Marshall.
Well, that's a good couple of shifts Gloucester just put together, really buzzing. And that's key. It looks like they got the necessary urgency, at least in the first 3.5 minutes.
Well, they do, but you're going to face three lines, three sets of defensemen on the other side. So, you know, if they don't burn out, it'll be... I think it'll be a very competitive game tonight. We'll see what the stamina is. But you're right. They're playing with some fire tonight early on. No score, though. We've played almost 4 minutes first period. Play has decidedly been in the Linfield defensive zone, as it is at the moment. But Pioneers bring it out. DeRoach left wing side. Long shot. Sticked along the ice. Saved by Poliski. Sticks it aside. Uh-oh. Bad punch. Goes in, rebound, shot, another rebound. Oh, my. Two terrific chances by the Pioneers. Off that bad bounce off the boards. Comes back to the right point. Teed up, doesn't get through. As the shot was by D'Agostino. And Fisherman will clear it. This could be icing. And it is. Well, that was the first good chance by Linfield down.
Was Poliski come up big with a couple pad saves and on the rebound down. I think that was actually a turnover in there, a little bit of a miscommunication. I think the pass kind of handcuffed Lyons in the middle of the ice and just kind of laid in the slot for a bit.
I couldn't see the pass. I thought it came off the boards because you got a better angle at it than I do. Okay, play resumes. Chris Noyce fighting for it, right wing corner. Centering pass. Linfield scores. Nekarowski. That came off the stick of a Gloucester player, I think, on the turnover. And Kyle Nekarowski was right there in the slot, put it up over the right shoulder of Polisky. It's 1-0 Linfield. Well, that hurts if you're a Gloucester fan.
Yes, it does. That kind of kills the momentum of a really good start, a really good first 3.5 minutes, and Linfield answered. It was a nice play in the corner, number 22, I believe it was. Bumped someone off the puck and then got that perfect centering pass into the slot.
What number did you say?
22 on the assist.
Lannery. Well, they gave the goal to Flannery.
Yeah, no, that's not right.
And the assist to Nekarowski, but 17 put it in.
Yeah, 22 passed it to
right.
him.
Here comes Nekarowski again, centering pass again. Oh, a backhander and a save by Polisky. Man, get the number. That was Nekarowski and Flannery combining again.
Again, on a two-on-one break.
Here's another centering pass with Flannery just sitting in the doorstep. And a save by Polisky. Man, that's a third line for Linfield.
Yeah.
And they hung it up. That goal is by Nekarowski. Flannery, the assist. And it comes at 4:31, I believe. So now Linfield picking it up as they've got their skates on. They've got it in the Gloucester zone, keeping the pressure on after picking up the game's first goal. Lyons with man on his right, shot save along the ice by Langone. Field was with Lyons, and it's Lyons buzzing around left wing side, centering it to Costanzo, but he is checked, comes out to the left point. Sperry sends it in. Stolen by Joey Mack, backhands it around the cage, gets it back on the right wing side, and that is over to Jarrett Simpson, who brings it out. He's a defenseman going all the way. He's blocked by Sperry, though, and puck goes behind the cage. Tremendous check on a Gloucester player by Marenghi. And who went down? I'm trying to see. It was Harrison Marshall who got pancaked. Play is still in the Gloucester zone, as now Linfield is all over the fisherman. Play behind the cage. Nobody controlling. Costanzo. Oh, centering pass. Block. Taken away by Costanzo. Penalty coming up on Gloucester.
The net came dislodged.
Oh, did it?
That's always a problem over at Talbot Rink. And that time, Lyons and Costanzo were breaking out 2-on-2. So that's a really bad break for the fisherman there.
So Gloucester in an early hole, down by the score of 1-0. Last regular season game, and they need a point to make the state tournament. And another goal. I didn't even see who got it. That was 13.
13 kind of flipped it. That was kind of a weird play right up the face.
Linfield
kind of laid right in the middle.
Scores again, Christian D'Agostino. D'Agostino with the goal, and it's now 2-0. Just like that, the game is getting away. It's getting away from Gloucester. Linfield pouring it on right now, 2-0, but you can just feel the momentum shift.
Yeah.
Gloucester looking very unorganized in its own zone. And I guess that stands to reason when you've had all the defensive changes. Barakowski gets the assist. Prokoski, also a senior. And it's 2-0. Johnny Prokoski, of course, one of the captains. Goal comes at 6:16. 2-0. Linfield. Lyons hammers one of the pioneers into the boards, fighting for the puck. Gloucester down by two, and we're not halfway through the first period yet. 8:15 left to go in the first period. Two quick goals by the Pioneers as they keep the heat on. Marenghi falls down, getting the puck over to Murphy. Sends it down for Rinaldi. Can't come up with it. Mondello does for Gloucester, but can't get it out of the zone. And he finally does, comes to center ice. Taken by Simpson. Played offside as he sends it into the Gloucester end. Mondello has it in his skates. Reverses his field. Sends it around to the right wing side. at the line, comes out to center, picked up by Lyons, flying down the right wing side. He's going to shoot it on an off wing, and save, another save, and it's cleared aside as I think the net might have come unhinged again. Temper is flaring a little bit here. Good effort by Lyons. Left shot, left wing, a left-handed shot, shooting it from the right wing circle.
Yeah, Costanzo collided with the goalie there on that rebound chance, but couldn't stuff it home, and much to the umbrage of the Pioneer's defense.
That'll get the attention of the of your opponent. Running into the goalie, Costanzo will take the faceoff to the left of Langone. And this one is won by Rinaldi, who gets it back to his defense, to Ryan Freitas, sends it around the boards, intercepted at the point by Sperry. Weak shot, in turn intercepted by Collins. Matt Collins gets it to center ice. Penalty coming up on Linfield, or not. That looked like he was going to call a penalty,
yeah,
didn't
it? I think it was an offside.
So oh.
Lost it and cleared the zone yet.
Well, I misread that
signal. I've seen about six hits that could have been called penalties already.
Well, a Gloucester player was hit from behind into the boards
yeah.
and wasn't anywhere near the puck, but I thought that was going to be a penalty. It wasn't. Play is at center, a little ragged at the moment. Halfway through the first period, 2-0, Linfield. Will Rinaldi across the line. He's blocked, taken away by Lyons. Ahead, right wing side. And it's a Gloucester shot that goes wide, as that was Ed Field, E.J. Field, on the right wing. Comes back out to center, and Gloucester will have to change up as it's chipped back in by Harrison Marshall.
Yeah, that's another good shift by the first line, but Gloucester's going to have to find a way to generate some scoring chances from the other line.
Yeah.
It's been all that first line of Lyons, Costanzo, and Field have been... have been, you know, pressure on the Linfield goal, but when they're off the ice, everything's in the Gloucester end.
And they got it. You're right. And the other guys have got to help Gloucester in the zone, get it out of the zone, play some team defense. 8 minutes gone by, 2-0 Linfield. Gloucester trying to form it up. Lucas Cornetta, long shot is saved along the ice by Langone. Gloucester. In the left wing side, in their offensive zone, Colby Mitchell hammers it off the boards. Cornetta can't get it, and Jared Simpson does. Sends it ahead. Oh, trying to break out Flannery. Didn't quite catch up to it, and Gloucester has it. On the left wing side, it's a long shot. Save along the ice. Rebound is loose. Ryan Muniz comes back to center point. Teed up by Marshall. Another save by Langone. Noy just keeps it in, but look out. We might have a 3-on-2 breakout. Across the line for Linfield. They bring it down. And it's Prokoski with the shot. Comes back to center point. Freitas fires it wide. Goes into the right wing side. Prokoski again centering. He's blocked. And it comes back to the left point. Freitas fights to keep it in. Can't. And Cornetta gets it to center. Gloucester changing up. Lyons has it at center with a 1-on-3. Weaving his way, curling through, loses the puck. Picked up by Sperry, keeping in the zone. But DeRoach gets it out to center. Looking for some help to D'Agostino. Gloucester sends it back in. Back and forth we go. 2-0 Linfield. Costanzo at center. Being bothered by DeRoach. Gets it into the right wing side. And a breakaway for Linfield. And getting back as Prokoski had the breakout. Who was that who got
back? That was Lyons.
It was Lyons.
Was the one that passed it that was intercepted, but he made up for his own pass with some nice hustle.
Yeah, Prokoski had a partial break and Lyons caught up to it. Centering pass is stolen out in front by Sperry. Gets it to Costanzo, puts the brakes on. Wrist shot goes wide, comes all the way around left side. Lyons still out there. He's back at the left point. And he's gassed, but he puts on the jets. Again, great stick handling. Slap shot goes wide to the right. He needs to get off the ice. He's hooked. Puck is in the right wing corner. Linfield in. Freitas with it. He's going to send it ahead to center ice. Sperry retreating between the circles in his own zone. Up ahead to White. Gets it ahead in turn to Hopkins. He shoots it wide. Left wing side. Elbow up high, no call, as White was hammered. And who comes up with it? Linfield does. He'll bring it out of the zone with a 3-on-2. Oh, look at this. This is a classic skate. right wing side. Cornetta, a check it. Perskoski centers it, but it's intercepted along the line. In goal by Poliski. Man, that was a classic 3-on-2 breakout,
sure
wasn't
was.
It?
I had them all lined up perfectly on that break.
Marenghi will flip-flop over to the right wing side. Actually, he's going to take the face-off with Murphy on the left, Rinaldi out there as well. And who's got it? Gloucester comes up with it. It is Chris Noyes lugging it out to center across the line. He'll send it behind the cage, comes over on the right wing side. Track down, I don't know who that was, as it comes to the left wing side. Out of the zone, Cooper Marenghi, first man down, and squeezed along the boards by Ryan Meniz behind the cage. Gloucester clears it. This will be icing. Yeah, it makes the line.
Yeah.
And there it is.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
They let him milk it. They let him milk that icing.
Maybe could have caught up to it.
He could have easily caught up to it, especially when it stopped right before the goal line, pretty much.
Okay, only goals in the game. Well, I should say two goals in the game already. Kyle Nekorowski for Linfield. And the other goal for Linfield, Christian DiAgostino. 2-0. Linfield.
It looks like Sean Lyons is double shifting that first line right now, and I think he has to.
Yeah, not much else you can do. Here's a left wing feed to Costanzo. Blast and scores! It broke through, and it's 2-1. Costanzo with the goal.
I think that was Field on the assist with a nice cross ice pass to him.
Yep.
They needed that big time, and you know what? They were close on a couple of those where Langone just didn't really get a big piece of it, and they just trickled wide. That one found its way into the back of the net. That's a huge goal for Gloucester, because it would have been tough to, you know, for a two-goal deficit. They need to go into the locker room at least down by one right now.
Well, the hardest skating guys on the ice right now, visibly,
yes,
to the eye, as they say, are Costanzo and Lyons for either team. They're definitely playing with a purpose, but again, can they maintain it? Well, Lyons gets an assist. And we have icing against Linfield on the ensuing faceoff, and so faceoff will be to the left of the Roach. Ethan Brennan will take the draw for Gloucester. And again, it's down to our right where I can't see the line that's out there for Linfield at the moment. But it's won by Brennan. Drops it back to the right point to John Mondello. Sends it all the way around. Hopkins can't collect it. And it's taken by Chris Flannery. He's checked by a couple of Gloucester guys. Gets it to Nekorowski, who has the goal. Comes out to center ice. Mondello with it. Backhanded feed in front of the bench of Linfield. And I don't know who's got it over there. Linfield comes away with it. Tim White was fighting for it. He gets it. Gets it over on the left wing side now. Back to Ryan Meniz. Centering pass. Noyce. It's behind him. And actually it was Brennan. It was behind Brennan. Comes all the way around to the left side, allowing Linfield to get it out of the zone. Look out here. The Roach intercepting right wing pass. In turn is intercepted by Meniz. Nice defensive play by Meniz getting in that passing lane. Minute and 15 seconds left to go. Stolen by Field across the line. He shoots, tries to pick the left-hand corner. Can't, goes up wide. Nice shot by Field. And White is down there putting some pressure on her. Checking, it's Brennan. Centering pass. Lyons can't collect it. The Roach has it for Linfield. Pirouettes gets it up ahead to DiAgostino. And he'll scale it in to the right-wing corner. Looking for Perkoski. He comes up with it, loses it though, and it just cleared out of the zone by Field. 45 seconds, return feed to Field through a screen, back to Lyons, can't get it through as DeRoach came out and Langone rather came out and intercepted the pass. Lyons staples Perkoski into the boards at center ice. Steal, shot, what a save by Poliski. Save of the night as he robbed Perkoski.
Yeah, I think Gloucester tried to get a little too cute there with a backhand pass.
Lyons on the other side. He fires it from the circle left. 16 seconds left to go. As man, is this picked up. But Poliski just kept them in the game there as Linfield ices it with 9 seconds left to go in the first.
Yeah, this has been a really exciting period.
Not bad.
It's been nonstop action tonight.
Not bad.
Not at all.
Well, that was a huge goal by Costanzo, though, because Linfield, you know, next goal, it's over 3-0.
Exactly.
But, again, Gloucester shorthanded, and I'm talking about in terms of total team personnel. So they're going to have to really suck it up to get the full 45 minutes in. Rinaldi is thrown off the faceoff circle. It puts Prokoski, I believe. No, Marenghi goes in. Marenghi, big tall guy. Wins the faceoff, gets it to the end boards, and that will end the period. No love lost in this first period.
No, and you know, referees are in real danger of things getting out of control here.
You don't want that in the first period.
They're letting a lot go. A lot go.
Well, you'll probably see some compensation.
On both ends, too.
Yeah, you'll probably see some compensation for that in the second period. At any rate, we'll come back and recap this one. But after one, Linfield 2 and Gloucester 0 here at the Talbot Rink in Gloucester. We'll be right back.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your place. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your place.
If you're thinking of renovating your home, please talk to the experienced sales staff at Moynihan Lumber. That's 82 River Street in downtown Beverly. Or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
All right, we're back. And very exciting, interesting first period. Only goals in the first period. Why am I saying that? There were three goals in the first period, so let's get right at it. Gloucester putting the pressure on for the first 4 minutes, but then all of a sudden Linfield came down and turned it on, and they got a goal from Kyle Nekoski, with Christian Flannery getting the assist. That was a beauty. And then just a couple of minutes later, in fact, about a minute and a half later, it was Christian D'Agostino getting the goal with Johnny Prokoski getting the assist. That came at 6:16, so not even halfway through the first period, and it was a 2-0 score for Linfield. But Sal Costanzo got Gloucester on the board with a nice goal. Good hard shot from the lower circle left at 12:30 of the period with Liam Lyons and E.J. Field getting the assists. And that cut the score to 2-1 at that point. So that's where we stand. And no penalties called in that first period, Nick, but there might have, could have, should have, would have.
Yeah, I thought there should have been about eight, but I'd rather them let them play than call the ticky-tack stuff. But they were letting the above ticky-tack stuff go.
Okay,
Tournament atmosphere, that's fine by me, unless they stop fighting.
Ticky-tack, now we got that from Tommy Heinsohn,
yeah,
didn't we?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we'll get back to the high school hockey in a minute. I'm with Nick Cuckoo of the Gloucester Times. He's the sports editor, and we'll get back to the high school event. But you got to go back to that Patriots game. Here we are 2.5 weeks later, and I know that whenever I see someone I haven't seen in a while, that's the first topic that comes up.
Yeah, I mean somehow they managed to top the last one, right? I mean, I didn't think they could top Super Bowl 49, but they somehow managed to do it. And, I think it was even just as good, if not better, on a second watch through, because, you know, you're not miserable for the first 2.5 hours.
Yeah. I think, and I've mentioned this before, when I watched it for the second time, especially in the second half, the thing that got me, Nick, even when they were down, I think it was 28-9 at one point,
yeah.
Even when they were down at that point, you look at it, again, you know the outcome because you've seen it already,
yeah.
But you look at the way they handle themselves, and
absolutely.
you look in their eyes, and it was almost like they knew they had already won the game.
That's,
I don't
true.
Understand
well, you
that.
Know, at that point in the game, I think I'll steal a line from Greg Bedard, the excellent Sports Illustrated reporter. He said, you know, at that point in the game, the Falcons were playing the clock. You could tell by the look in their eyes they were still playing the Patriots, and they were still afraid of what the Patriots could do, and they panicked a little.
You could see that. It's funny with Matt Ryan. I'm thinking, man, he is just nervous.
Uh-huh.
And
snapping the ball with 15 seconds left on the play clock. I mean, he took a couple sacks that he had no business taking.
And Bedard, by the way, he's no Will McDonough, but he's pretty good successor.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's outstanding. You know, I think he goes above and beyond. I like the way, you know, he breaks down film.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we'll never truly know, you know, what, you know, each assignment was because the NFL game is so complicated. But he gives it as good a shot as anyone out there.
What was your favorite play from the game?
Favorite play?
Do you have a favorite
Honestly, play? I thought it was that throw, Brady to Amendola in overtime. It was about a 14-yard out route.
Before he even cut.
Probably one of the best throws I've ever seen. When he just kind of flicked it in there over the shoulder, it was like, and it's ironic, it's, you know, the drive before the Patriots tied it. Matt Ryan had the exact same throw on the sidelines to get the Falcons into field goal range, and he missed it.
There was one play, it might have been the 3rd and 10, where, I don't know if it was Amendola or
Chris
Edelman.
Hogan.
Oh, it was Hogan.
That one was just as good.
Hogan was, his back was to Brady.
Yeah.
Brady threw the ball. Hogan cut to the right, and the ball was right there.
Right.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you saw it from Brady's perspective on the replay.
Yeah.
It's like, how the hell did he do that?
Yeah. I mean, he made about 8 or 9 throws in that fourth quarter. There was the one to Edelman in overtime, too, where he just crossed the linebacker.
Yep.
At about the 25-yard line. I'm like, how did he get that throw?
Well, the catch, everybody knows.
Yeah.
But to me, my favorite play, and I can't remember what the score was, but it was 4th and 3.
Uh-huh.
And I think they're at their, like, about their 37-yard line.
It was 28-3 at that point.
Was it?
Yeah.
And 4th and 3, and they got the first down. It's like, oh my goodness, they're staying alive.
Yep.
It's amazing. I think that I watched the Patriots, or was a fan of the Patriots, since 1960. Mm-hmm. Casually at first, more fervently later. But, Nick, we're living in a golden age of New England
exactly.
sports.
Exactly. I was saying it after. I mean, I feel lucky that I got to see Tom Brady and David Ortiz play at the same time.
Yeah, that's
true. Because those are two of the best clutch players
in
all of sports. And we got to see them in our city on our teams playing at the same time.
That would be similar to Bill Russell and Bobby Orr playing
exactly,
at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I never thought of that, but you are correct. And, you know, along the way, we saw Roger Clemens.
Yeah.
We saw Pedro Martinez. We've seen the Gronk, you know. And
yep.
It's just remarkable. What, you know, what a game. How do you rate that game in terms of all-time comebacks and championships? Thank you, Coach. Got our hot chocolate here. All-time comebacks and championships.
For me, as a Patriots fan, number one. But it's funny, you kind of maybe compare it to the 04 Red Sox.
Well, but I'm talking about a championship game, one game.
A championship game.
One game. The 04 Red Sox, you can't top that.
That's got to be number one for me, right? As far as in a single game, a comeback in a single game, in a championship game, I can't think of one that that even comes close.
Well, that was just amazing. And I think the other thing is, and I saw it somewhere else, but the thing is, the lesson there for everybody is, don't give up, man.
Yeah,
just keep playing.
You're never out of it, exactly.
Just keep playing.
You never know what can happen.
Absolutely incredible. And we should have known better a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago now. They were down, they were playing, I think, at Cleveland, and they were down by 14 points with 2 minutes to go, and they won the game.
They somehow won.
In regulation.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, of course it was Cleveland.
Yeah, that is true.
Goodness. Okay, let's recap here. The score is 2-1, Linfield, and... any highlights for you, Nick, along the way for hockey this year that you can think of, either Rockport or Gloucester or anybody else?
I do. I mean, I have to give a shout. You know, Rockport took a big step up this year, I thought. You know, they won only 3 games last year. They were really never in it. They were never really a factor. And this year they played themselves into it. And, you know, last Saturday they were in a must-win game against Shawshin, a team that they lost to 7-2 early in the season. And they went into the third period tied 4-4, lost 7-5. So it just showed how much better they had gotten as the season went along.
I think Gloucester's statement game for me, and I thought they were going to go places after that, was when they beat Swampscott second time around.
Yeah, and then they went out and put together a really nice performance, a 4-1 win over a real pesky Lynn team. You know, Lynn doesn't lose by 3 goals a lot.
True.
You know, they're maybe not the most talented team out there, but they are really, really pesky, and they will make you work for everything.
Yep. And what's the... what's the scoop on Gloucester girls hockey? How'd they do? I know they played a JV schedule.
Yeah, I think they won 4 or 5 games this season in the JV schedule. And, you know, everything that I had heard from Coach Devlin was all positive. You know, they had a nice mix of, you know, players who have played before and kids who you know, were even just trying skating for the first time. So, excellent. You know, they're really moving from the ground up, but they're going to continue to plug away. They had some solid numbers this year, and hopefully it continues.
All right. The surface is just about redone, and we're just about ready for the second period. We'll take a quick break and come back. After one, it is Gloucester trailing Linfield by that score of 2-1. So we'll be right back.
This fall, with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
MSONewsSports.com, MSO Radio.
Both teams are back on the ice as we get ready to start the second period. Shots on goal in that first period. Nick had Gloucester for 9 and Linfield for 7. As we are looking at a 2-1 score, Linfield on top. The Pioneers are in the tournament. They're in the middle of the pack. But a well-coached, well-drilled, and fairly talented team. And Gloucester hopes to be in the middle of the pack if they can win or get a tie tonight. And again, it's a Wednesday during school week. This used to be called Washington's birthday. And now it's not even a holiday because we had President's Day on Monday. But that's how things change. Dave Langone will be down in goal to our left. And down to the right, Noah Poliski for Gloucester. Dark, dark blue uniforms for Linfield. Boy, the numerals stand out nice and clear.
Yeah, these aren't those Beverly football jerseys with the orange on white.
I know. Or the Linfield football jerseys,
yes,
white on white.
You know what it is with the Linfield football jerseys? They got the yellow trim and it just...
No.
It blends in.
All right, we're underway. And who has it? Linfield does. At the right point, it's Joey Mack, one of the senior captains. Scales it all the way into the Gloucester end, and John Mondello gets it for the Fisherman. Field, E.J. Field, tips it ahead to Mondello. He's got Lyons on the left. Mondello on his off wing looking to make a play. Drops it to the left wing, to the left point. Shot doesn't get through. Ryan Muniz tried to tee it up and couldn't. He was blocked. The puck goes in. Oh, my. I thought it was in the net. But it was just cleared to the side by one of the Linfield defenders. Tyler Murphy returns it. He shoots it in on Poliski. Has to make a save. Picks up the rebound on the right wing side, bothered by Mondello. And Gloucester will get it out of the zone. Sal Costanzo, left wing side once again, looking to make a play. Shoots it, saved by Langone from a bad angle. Field loses it. Mack gets it around the right wing side. Is it kept in? It is. No, they're going to say it's offside. So Gloucester comes out once again with pedal to the metal, as they did early in the first period. 57 seconds played here in the second. 2-1 Linfield. Just outside the Linfield line, packed into the zone by Gloucester. Fisherman Cornetta, Lucas Cornetta, fighting for it in the left wing side. Noises in the slot, goes around the boards. And Colby Mitchell can't come up with it. Comes out to center ice as bodies collide. And it's taken by Chris Noyes. Back checking. Sends it along the right wing side to Mitchell. And he redirects it down deep. Ryan Freitas for Linfield to Kyle Nekarowski. Intercepted by Mitchell. Right wing side centering pass as Cornetta is hit from behind while Nekarowski, who gets the puck, slams it off the boards right wing side and it rebounds out to center. Delayed offside by Gloucester, as that will allow Simpson or check it. It is Prokoski all from end to end by himself. He finally bumped into the right wing corner as he centers it, but it's stolen by the back checking of Chris Noyes. So the Fishermen are helping out, coming back on defense a little bit better than they did in the middle of that first period.
That was a good job by both teams on some nice rushes to keep things out of the center of the ice, keep that slot clean, force everything wide.
Harrison Marshall gets it up to the Gloucester line. Lions using a screen. Where is it? It goes into the left wing corner as they use a defenseman for a screen, but it was blocked. Centering pass intercepted nicely by DeRoche. However, Lyons turns around, comes over to field. He shoots it down low, and Costanzo can't ram it home.
That's too bad. I think if Costanzo was a right-handed shot, he has a much easier time handling that puck.
Yeah, off balance and didn't have any leverage at all. Lyons and Field go after it. Costanzo has it in the right wing side. Teed up at the right point by Marshall. Scales all the way around to the left side. And I can't see it down by the Gloucester bench. Puck ricochets toward the goal and then comes back out to center. At center, Sperry gets it over to Costanzo. Reeling. Shot goes up high off the glass along the dasher. Look out here. And this could be a breakout for Tyler Murphy. Puts the brakes on, though, and gets it to DeRoche. Too far ahead. Mondello has it for Gloucester. Around the boards. To check it to Hopkins. And he is checked by Murphy at the line. Poke checked away by the fisherman, Marshall. And Gloucester has to regroup. They do. And still in the zone. They finally get it out of the zone. Once again, Costanzo is out there. Has he come off the ice?
No, I don't think so.
Gets it ahead to Mondello, who rushes the puck toward the net, goes all the way around to the right wing side, drops it back to Hopkins, slides it through, scores! Hopkins from the right point. DeRoche never saw the second. Langone never saw it.
No, great screen by Tim White in front. I'm not sure if he got a piece of that or not, but what a great screen. It went right through his legs. I was just about to say that Gloucester's defense is getting a little too aggressive, and then Hopkins, who's serving on defense for Mondello, scores a goal.
Yep. Yep, he did cover up, so the offense is helping out quite a bit. 4:57, the time of the goal. We'll see what the...
They give it to... and I know he won't. That won't show up on the score sheet, but... got to give an assist to Tim White there for that screen.
What do you call it, unassisted?
No, Mondello the assist. I mean,
okay.
That's just one of those plays that just doesn't show up on the stat sheet, but it was just an enormous screen in front by
okay.
Tim White.
All right, and the did I have the goal? No, it's, the time was 3:57, right? 3:57, not 4:57. No, I was right, 4:57. All right, play is in the Linfield end as Gloucester is trying to get it out. I can't count backwards very well. Delayed offside once again as Linfield hammers it in. 2-2 is the score. Got about 10 minutes left to play in the second period, and Gloucester has tied this thing up. Play now down in the Linfield end. I check it in the Gloucester. Yeah, in the Linfield end. I'm trying to write and watch the game as well. E.J. Field back at the right point in his own zone. Now he brings it out. Drop past the Lions. He shoots to the net. Scores! Lions from Field. It's 3-2 Gloucester.
Boy, wow. I was just about to say that Linfield did a decent job weathering the storm, but two goals in a minute and 19 seconds for Gloucester to get the lead.
How about that? That was another screen. Lyons using the screen beautifully.
Yeah, and that time Linfield didn't keep the slot clean like they've been doing all night and let Lyons rip off. That was a laser for a wrist shot.
It was, and it was. He picked the far corner. He's a left-handed shot. He was on the right wing. My. So now Gloucester leads 3-2, a desperation game for Gloucester. One assist to Field. Costanzo was hammered into the boards by Collins. Costanzo hits his head.
Now they're gonna call a penalty. They've been letting everything go.
So this is a retaliation penalty then.
Yeah.
Costanzo was hammered into the boards, and he hit his head on the boards, and now they're going to call, what, interference on Costanzo. And he was retaliating. But he was hit from behind into the boards right in front of us. I don't know who the offending party was. So this comes at 5:14, check at 5:36. For interference, I think. And there's a goal by Linfield.
Yeah, right away. Wide open in front.
Cooper Marenghi in front. Nobody near him. And it's a power play goal. Just a couple of seconds into the power play. And Linfield has tied it right back up.
About 5 seconds into the power play.
Yep. Wow. Didn't even... I was writing down the penalty. So Marenghi scores a power play goal. Coming at 5:53, and it's tied up. Gloucester took a 3-2 lead, and Linfield comes right back. So we've got 9 minutes to play, and it's already 3-3. So Gloucester has to, they shoot it on net from the right wing side, saved by Langone.
That was Linfield's first shot of the period.
So what was it, Marenghi with the goal?
Yes.
And Prokoski gets the assist. Oh, my. So this is a wild one. And the crowd is... we've got a few more people here tonight on the far side. Play is in the Linfield end. Nobody controlling at the moment, but Jarrett Simpson does get it back to Christian D'Agostino. D'Agostino brings it around the boards and gets it to center ice, where it's taken by Sperry. Backhands it up ahead to Cornetta. Hopkins is fighting D'Agostino for it. Hits D'Agostino, bumps him off the play. Goes back into the Linfield end. Around the boards to Joey Mack. And he's going to bring it out by himself. On the left wing side, he's got DeRoach with him. And he tries to stuff it home and can't quite do it. Goes wide. And
good job cutting off the angle by Poliski.
Yeah.
He didn't have much room to stuff that home.
Sperry leads the rush from the defensive position. He shoots it in, and the save is made by Langone from long range. Another heavy check by Gloucester. They get the turnover in the slot, and Lions can't come up with it. Oh, Field fires it wide from about 15 feet away, trying to center it, looking for Hopkins, and that was Mitchell, Colby Mitchell, with the shot. So Sperry retreats in his own zone. Gloucester changes up. Lions can't collect it. Goes to the right wing side. Fires from the right side.
That hit the crossbar.
That was Field. Yep.
Field let one rip.
And it goes out of play. Whew, mercy.
Yeah, I mean, you get that tense moment every time someone touches the puck. I mean, it's a near scoring chance, it seems like, on both ends of the ice.
This ain't no defensive, Jim.
No, it isn't.
3-3. I'm going to be up all night putting the scores up on the website. Face off to the left of Langone, and it's won by Linfield. Pioneers coming right back after seeing a 2-1 lead dissipate. Uh-oh, this could be a penalty on Lions. Uh-oh.
Yeah, it should have been.
It should have been. He tripped inadvertently, but he did trip one of the Linfield players heading to the net.
Yeah, hit him right and have two-hand push from behind. That should have been interference on it. It's textbook interference.
All right, Field steals it. He can't come up with it, and he's taken away by Freitas in a nice defensive play. He gets it to Rinaldi, left wing side. Tries to say, oh, he shoots it. Save, loose puck. And there goes the net again.
Oh, Marenghi got nailed into the post there.
That hurt. Wow. Marenghi, big, tall kid. He's shaking up a tad.
I thought that should have been a penalty, too. The one that they actually called.
I know.
One of the few plays I thought they should have let go tonight. And,
well, I think they missed
at least two on that.
They missed the one on Costanzo, and then that should have been called on Linfield, and then they missed the penalty that should have been called on Lions from our perspective.
Yep.
So they're equal opportunity missers, I guess. Now one of the officials is talking to Coach Lyons. 6:48 left to go. Second period. 3-3 is the score. And, man, I'll tell you what, you're right. Every time somebody comes into the zone, boy, you get shaky. It looks, all right, this is going to be icing on Gloucester after the faceoff. But
not offense. A bad idea to ice that puck there right off of the faceoff. Gloucester is, they need a little rest, I think. They've been going up and down all night.
And as you mentioned, the first line getting double, maybe triple duty.
Yeah.
Faceoff is controlled by the Pioneers. Mekarovsky, who has a goal, drops it back to the left point to Simpson. He sends it back down low to Flannery. He's bumped off the play. Gloucester gets it out of the zone. Nice feed out of the zone on that right wing side to Mitchell. Look out. He is knocked backwards by Jarrett Simpson.
Yeah, I think he went to the well on that little hesitation drop back. Moved one too many times, and Linfield was ready for it that time.
And a little size mismatch.
Yes, there. Yes, there was.
Between Simpson and Colby Mitchell. So, where's the puck? It's down low, left wing side in the Linfield end. Nobody controlling. Is there a 6 players over there fighting for the puck right in front of the student body of Gloucester. And it comes out to center ice. Flannery redirects it into the Gloucester end. Linfield changes up. Sperry overskates the puck. And he has, dangerous pass out in front.
Very dangerous. Gloucester's lucky right there.
Mercy. Noise from long range. Hip save. Glove right along the hip. Centering pass. Lion shot. Blocked really nicely up front. Up tight by Prokoski. And he clears it out of the zone looking for DeRoche, who has to retreat. Gets it to DiAgostino. Slap shot from long range. Up high. Bounces all the way out of the zone. Collins loses it. Here comes Costanzo. Stick handling. A nice defensive play once again. Who was that? That was Matt Collins. Gloucester can't get it organized, and Collins gets it out of the zone. Mondello has to pick it up in his own zone for Gloucester. Gets it over to Field. He falls down. The puck goes back into the fisherman's zone. Ryan Muniz for Gloucester. Lions fighting for it. Muniz loses it, and DeRoche can't come up with it. Mondello racing DeRoche for the puck, gets it ahead and out of the zone to Lions. He's got Costanzo on the left. Lions feeds Costanzo. It's blocked. Oh, man. It went wide. Open net. And Costanzo hacked at it. Still in the zone. And again.
That same net.
Mm-hmm. Should be able to take some contact, shouldn't it?
Yeah,
incidental contact.
They got to do something about that goal. All year, I know Polisky got called for a penalty for dislodging that net against, I forget who it was against earlier this season. Another good shift by the first line, though.
.415 left to go, second period. Up and down we go. Face off to the left of Langone. And it's won by Gloucester. And where is it? It's in the slot. It's on the net, apparently.
Outside the zone, they're calling that.
Sperry shot it. Well, maybe, it bounced up onto the netting. No.
Sean Lyons tells the ref's partner how he felt about that call.
Ethan Brennan loses the faceoff this time. And Flannery lugs it across the line. He shoots. Oh, man, a stick save with the blocker on that side. Far side.
That was a bit of a tricky shot. Ooh. That didn't look like much, but it exploded off his stick.
Yeah, Polisky
had to get the blocker out there.
He flashed the stick out and went off his blocker. And Flannery heads right back to the net again. Polisky, he doesn't hang it up. It was Murphy, rather. Murphy shooting it. And White can't come up with it. Here we go. Linfield players on the ice. The whistle blows. What do we have? Cross check. High stick.
I think they're calling it on. I think it's matching.
Matching? Well, it's about time. All right, this penalty is at 11:22. And I think it is matching as Nick called it. Into the box comes what do you say?
Said, I didn't even touch the kid. It was Ethan.
Oh, that tells you something.
He's throwing Ethan Brennan under the bus right now.
Okay, yeah. Marshall is in the penalty box for Gloucester, and Marenghi is in the box for Linfield. All right, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-on-5, and this looks like a power play. Shot goes wide, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, it's not,
five.
It does look like one, the way they were cycling the puck there. Gloucester,
I know.
Was a step behind.
Yeah, Linfield putting the pressure on. They don't have the penalties posted, so that's what threw me off. Man, they're just buzzing around. Murphy with it. Centers it. Goes back down low. And it comes out of the zone. Simpson can't keep it in. That gives Costanzo a chance to wind it up. He fires it. It breaks through the glove. And it goes behind the goalie wide.
Boy, and he's been lucky with that at least three times tonight on those shots. Glove side, that it trickled just wide. Costanzo got one, but he's missed by inches about at least two more times.
Costanzo's slap shots have been on net, and that one broke through the glove, but it went wide. It got sort of redirected by the off the glove because it was headed to the top right-hand corner. Faceoff is called as we have an offside. Whew, 3-3 is the score. Couple of goals in this period by Gloucester. Derek Hopkins at 4:57, Liam Lyons at 5:16, and the tying goal by Cooper Marenghi at 5:13 on the power play. Face off outside the Gloucester line. Noyes fights for the puck, and it comes back. Where is it? It's at center. Noyes will send it in to the Linfield end. Ryan Freitas. Freitas is a senior. Scales it around the boards, but it's kept in. Cornetta, shot deflected. A stick save along the ice by Langone into the left wing corner. Cornetta fighting for the puck. And he's checking, but it is, well, it's kept in by Noyes. Comes out to center ice. Feed over to the left wing side to Colby Mitchell. Drops it to Cornetta. Back to Mitchell. Back to Cornetta. Bad pass. Taken away by Johnny Perkoski. Flying out of the zone, all the way end-to-end, drop pass for DeRoach, back to Perkoski, behind the cage, centering pass, nobody home, center point, up high, the shot by Joey Mack, hits the glass, deflected back out, Mack can't come up with it as Mitchell deflects it out of the zone.
I thought both teams tried to get a little too flashy there on both ends of the ice with those drop passes, give and goes.
Yeah, drop pass, blind pass, you know, I don't know. Anyway, it's in the Gloucester end centering pass. Where is it? Goes wide. Trying to see who's got the puck. Gloucester does. And it's redirected at center ice by Cornetta. Tracked down by Joey Mack, who's played a terrific game on defense for Linfield. Minute 10 left to go. Long left wing feed. 2-on-2 as Murphy tees it up. Heads to the slot. He's checked. Goes to the right wing side. Taken away by Costanzo. Out of the zone. Costanzo being hammered. Look out, he's going to get a retaliation penalty. He was held. And Linfield has it. And he hacked at the Linfield player who held him. No call either way. DeRoach drop pass this time. Shot. Oh, it goes wide off the stick of Rinaldi. Another shot doesn't get through. Look out here. Mack closing, circling, comes back to center point. Drops it down to the left circle. Over to the right point. Simpson off his stick into the right wing corner. Tyler Murphy has it. Looking for DeRoach. 23 seconds left to go. Back to the right point. Over to the left point. Mack has it. Joey Mack. Oh, in the slot to the right. Shot. What a save by
that might be Plisky's biggest save of the night.
Off Murphy, who had him dead to rights.
Murphy, that was an outstanding play by Mack to kind of fake that shot, and it opened up a lane for Murphy from the right dot.
And a terrific pass.
Yeah, and it was a well-placed shot, too. It looked like he tried to go right under Plisky's arm, right arm, and Plisky, had it covered.
Murphy's about 8 feet away on the right wing with that right wing shot. 14 seconds left to go in the second period. Whew, mercy. Plays in the Gloucester end. Centering pass. Oh, and Murphy almost jammed that thing home. It's still loose behind the crease now, behind the net, I should say. Left wing shot doesn't get through. And there is the buzzer. Mercifully.
Yeah, this is about as exciting as it gets.
Yes.
It's a little sloppy, and I think the fact that it's been sloppy has just made it that much more exciting.
Yeah, and scoring chances up the wazoo here. This is amazing. Okay, so it's 3-3 after two. So we'll take our obligatory break, and we'll come back and wrap the second period up and talk a little bit more sports with Nick Kuku, the sports editor for the Gloucester Daily Times. Again, after two, it's 3-3, Linfield and Gloucester.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 Series windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our three locations. That's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, this is Saka Sarkisian, owner of Sarkisian Sportswear, located on Route 1 South in Peabody. We are a sports team dealer and custom apparel distributor that can handle all of your team's or company's uniform and apparel needs. So stop by and visit us at 182 Newbury Street in Peabody to see our storefront. Visit with our friendly and helpful staff and let us help you get the right fit for your program. Also, you can visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials and learn more about us.
Little Aerosmith between periods. Dream on, don't we all? Okay, back at the Talbot Rink in Gloucester, I'm Rick Moore, along with our producer and engineer, Bill Kropaski, and of course, Nick Kukuru of the Gloucester Times, sports editor for the Times. It is tied up here after 2-3. In the first period, it was Linfield taking a quick 2-0 lead as Kyle Nekoroski scored at 4:31, followed by a Christian D'Agostino goal at 6:16. Take care, Phil. And that made it 2-0 at that point.
Yeah, and it was looking really bad for Gloucester at that point. Well, they looked like they might get run out of the building for a minute there. But
Gloucester, to recap, Gloucester put like the first 4 minutes a lot of pressure on the Linfield net. And then all of a sudden, Linfield just boing, see you later, and they just kept hammering away.
That was the difference in the first where, you know, Gloucester, Linfield weathered Gloucester's storm and Gloucester did not weather the Linfield storm. They kind of both traded four-minute rushes there.
Yep. Until 12:30, it was 2-0, but then at 12:30, the first Sal Costanzo from Liam Lyons made it 2-1. And then Gloucester come out roaring in the second period as Derek Hopkins tied the game at 2-2, followed by a Lions goal at 5:16 that made it 3-2. But Marenghi came right back, Cooper Marenghi, for Linfield on a power play at 5:53, tying this thing up at 3-3, and that's where we are. matching penalties to Marenghi and Marshall toward the end of the period. But, Nick, I think Linfield is at full strength. They're playing everybody. They're playing very well.
Yeah.
This is not a must game for them.
Nope.
Roster is shorthanded.
Uh-huh.
They're missing some players and probably will be for the rest of the season.
Yep.
But it's so meaningful. I know that the seniors especially, and, Liam Lyons, his dad is the coach.
Uh-huh.
Sal Costanzo, their captains.
Yeah.
They're leading the way tonight.
Yeah, and you can see it. I mean, they're really energizing the team. They're playing a ton of minutes. I mean, they're playing defenseman minutes at forward. Along with freshman, E.J. Field, I mean, for a freshman, he's just been enormous for them this season. But it's been the two senior captains leading them tonight. You can tell, throwing their body around, sacrificing their body to make plays.
And I think each team, Linfield, prides itself on its team defense, and they've got it even though the score is 3-3. But you can see that their wings come back and they fog the zones and so forth. But also, the passing lanes. Gloucester seems to be doing a pretty good job of that now in the second period.
They've kept the turnovers down tonight. That's usually the thing
with
Gloucester.
Good point.
Turnovers have really hurt them, and they've taken good care of the puck in their own end tonight.
Absolutely. So we'll see what happens. Now, we were swinging around. We talked about the Patriots after the first. Let's recap. I know I talked with you on Monday night about the KFAN tournament situation.
Uh-huh.
And it's not too bright this year.
No, as of right now, it's one or two teams. It's Manchester Essex girls basketball. They're going to be a top three seed in Division III North. And the other one depends on what happens here tonight. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it hasn't been a lot of close misses. Gloucester boys basketball nearly pulled off a huge comeback. They won four straight games to get to 9-10, and then they lost to Winthrop on the road yesterday. Gloucester girls basketball went 9-11, and that's as many games they've won the last three seasons combined. So that's a big step in the right direction for them. Even if they did fall a game short, that's still
a
real positive result to even be playing meaningful games in February.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we look back at the Northeastern Conference in hockey. I mean, in the Cape Ann League, it's the Tritons, the North Reddings.
Yeah.
They've been up there, of course. Linfield competing, and in the Northeastern Conference. Danvers and Marblehead both off to really slow starts this year, but now, what is it? Water seeks its level. They're heading upward.
Exactly.
Danvers playing very well, and Marblehead playing well.
Marblehead stacked its early season schedule
of course.
And it's paid dividends. As you see, they're comfortably in the tournament now, and Danvers wins the NEC. They've kind of pulled the Winthrop where, usually Winthrop's a little vulnerable the first few weeks, and then good luck beating them in the second half of the season, and that's been what Danvers has done this year.
And you got to be impressed with Winthrop the way they
play. Oh, yeah, they're right there. Charlie Page is probably the best player in the conference.
And they skate. I mean, you got to love how Coach Dunbar coaches that team. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And the pedigree he has. I mean, these guys are so cool. So Winthrop, Swampscott, a really good year.
They're a contender in Division III.
Yep.
Watch out for them. There'll be few teams with that type of firepower in Division III like Swampscott.
And Linfield has done well, too.
Yeah, sure has. And, we've seen plenty of times in the Division II tournament, once you get out of that first round, it's once you get down into the quarterfinals, it's anybody's game.
I meant to say Lynn. Lynn Jets. Now, they're in Division
III. That's another dangerous Division III team because they have the best goalie around, Jack Stafford, who was the NEC MVP last season.
Well, and I know that it's been a very disappointing year for the Peabody Tanners. They have they've struggled. They've had some difficulties, and it happens to everybody from time to time.
It does. Sometimes you have some of those rebuilding seasons. We see it everywhere, and there's a rebuilding season for Peabody this season. The NEC's real deep, and they're just kind of a notch below. I think if they played in the NEC South, they'd probably have 8 or 9 wins, but in the NEC North, if you're having a down year, you're going to have some trouble.
All right. What was the result? Do you have any idea how the football... wasn't there a football meeting on realigning all
it
the...
It was.
Three divisions or something?
Danvers moved up to Division 3, or Division 2, I don't know what they call it now.
So they moved up...
It's the third division.
Okay.
You're counting 1 through 8.
Okay.
And Division 4, which is Gloucester's division, is slightly different. There's three teams out. I believe Boston Latin came in, and there was one more team that came in.
Okay.
It's slipping my mind. I was looking at it yesterday.
Now, do the GBL teams come in this year?
Yes, and they are still trying to iron out how to, divvy up the conferences. Do they want to do 5-5-5, or do they want to do 8-7?
I see Julie Smith down here.
Yeah, she was the one who told me that, actually.
Okay.
They're figuring out if they want to do three tiers of five, or
a tier of 8 and a tier of 7. And I like the 8 and 7 personally because I think it means, you know, that conference championship means something. Yeah. If you win a 5-team conference, I mean, no offense to the 5-team conferences, but that really doesn't mean a whole lot if you beat 4 teams.
Yes, agreed. Well, Julie is the first-year Gloucester High School athletic director, and the athletic directors have been they've been challenged by all of this.
Yeah,
all these
changes, I could see how.
And scheduling and so on. Okay, why don't we take a break as we're just about ready to start the third period. Should be a good one. Nick Kukru is here. I'm Rick Moore. And we've got Linfield and Gloucester tied at 3. We'll be back with the third period momentarily.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
We lost power there for a second. We're back. Okay. Sorry about that. Whew. Okay, so we are, make sure we're plugged back in here. We're still not plugged in. I don't know what's going on here. Let me just check. There we go. All right, we got it back now. Okay. It is 3-3. As you can hear, the Gloucester bench pounding on the boards with their sticks, exhorting their teammates. And play is underway. Across the line, Liam Lyons right away. Down the slot, shoots, and a save along the ice by Langone falls down. Goes around the cage. Good scoring effort opportunity right off the bat by Lyons in the first play. Centering pass, field drops it to Costanzo. He's knocked down. And Linfield will bring it away. Tyler Murphy on the left wing side. He's a junior, centering pass, looking for Rinaldi. Over to the right wing side, further to Murphy. Shot saved by Poliski.
Good position there by Poliski to come out and cut off that angle.
Absolutely.
On Murphy, because there was a bit of a defensive breakdown on that play.
And the play went from the left wing to center to the right wing.
Yeah, great cycling. Great passing by Linfield on that break.
Face off to the left of Poliski. Christian DiAgostino wins the faceoff, but it's taken away and turned by Noyes on the left wing side. He is blocked at the line, kept in by Sperry. Shot, rebound! Oh, a save, and it comes out to center ice. Who was on the doorstep
there?
That
was Colby Mitchell. It just kind of handcuffed him a little bit, and Gloucester caught a break there. That should have been offsides.
Okay.
Him out of the zone, and they didn't see it.
First minute of play in the third period, and Gloucester with two good scoring chances so far. Matt Collins retreats to his own end for Linfield. Chris Noyes back at his end and gets it up ahead to Cornetta across the line. Checked nicely, though, by the defense. Goes to field. He's going the wrong way. Off balance. Can't get the shot away.
Yeah, I think that got caught in a little puddle. Early period ice is, while it can be slick in some areas, there's some dead spots. I think the field caught a bit of a dead spot there.
Yeah, Agostino backs it, sends a backhander in toward the cage. It sticked aside. It wasn't a shot on goal, but Poliski plays it to the side, and Gloucester gets it to center ice. Liam Lyons is checked off the play by DiAgostino, or no, it's by Will Rinaldi. Don't see that too often, one-on-one, but here comes Costanzo. Slap shot, save, loose puck, cleared away by Joey Mack. Oh my, Rinaldi leaves it for Mack. He's flying right wing side, and he gets it over on the left wing, feed down the slot. Rinaldi shoots it wide. Man, that puck bounced all good bounces for Linfield.
This is looking familiar. Scoring chance after scoring chance both ways.
Yep. All right. Center point for Linfield. Rinaldi is back at the point. He'll take it into the left wing corner. Checked off the play, though. And shot in the slot. Rebound. Marenghi shoots it again.
I don't know how that puck didn't go in there. That bounced up over Polisky's shoulder and somehow stayed out.
Well, the puck got dislodged. The net got dislodged again. And Tim White was actually tackled and no call. And he was going like this to the official. What does it take?
Yeah.
Putting his hands up in the air. What does it take? But anyway, play will resume. 12:35 left to go in the game. Nekarowski loses the faceoff. Ryan Muniz can't get it out of the zone. White has it and just gets it to center ice. Chris Flannery loses it to Muniz, and he'll shoot it off the end boards, goes behind the cage. Derek Hopkins for Gloucester. And a soft pass comes back to the left point, over to the right point to Mondello, and he'll send it off the back four end boards, looking for White on a rebound. Linfield comes up with it, intercepted by Mondello.
That was a good decision by Mondello there, too. It looked like he might have got caught in between a second. Do I pinch? Do I let it go? And he let it go, and he ended up saving up the play right there by doing so.
Derek Hopkins across the line for Gloucester. Check it, Ethan Brennan. He loses it, comes back to Field. He wheels at center and tries to split the D. Can't, goes into the left wing side around the cage. Still with it. Centering pass to Costanzo. Weak shot goes wide to the left. Tracked down by Collins, but Costanzo comes up with it looking for Lyons. Play is in the right wing corner. E.J. Field looking to center it. Drops it to Costanzo. It's in his skate. Shot, save. Terrific save by LaRoche off a good shot by Costanzo. Headed in his right skate. Managed to get it over to his left, shot facing the left wing. At center ice, Mondello picks an opening. Scales it diagonally into the left wing corner. First man there for Linfield is Burkowski. This is cleared to the Gloucester end. No icing. Almost 4.5 minutes played, third period. Gloucester needs a line change, I think, as they are in their own zone right now. Uh-oh, look out here. Rinaldi shoots it wide to the right from about 35 feet. Picks it up, looking for some help from Murphy. He's got it. Sends it down low, and a shot. Oh, score!
What a shot!
DeRoche, that angle from the right, and he put it up over the right shoulder of Polisky. 4-3, Linfield.
Boy, we talked about Gloucester taking care of the puck and not being able to clear the zone there on a line change. Linfield was changing up, and Gloucester still couldn't clear the zone, and that really cost him.
Bad angle, too, as DeRoche was actually facing the far goalie and with his left-handed shot ripped it up over the right shoulder of Polisky. And so now it is a 4-3 game, Linfield leading. Goal comes at 4:34. We'll check the assist.
That's wrong, too.
That's crazy. All right. Who did he give it to?
Murphy. I don't even think Murphy was on the ice, was he?
No, that wasn't DeRoche. It was number 10, wasn't it? Did it?
Yeah.
I saw number 10. Put it in. Well, we'll give Murphy an assist, I guess.
Well, they gave Rinaldi an assist. He was on the ice.
Okay. So, we'll give it to Rinaldi, but I'm pretty sure DeRoche got the goal. So now, Gloucester in a hole again. 9:42 left to go in the game and maybe in the Gloucester season. They're sending out the first line again.
I still don't know how that puck got into the net, but it did.
Terrible angle.
Yeah.
And yeah. Crazy. And play is underway anyway. As, excuse me, Muniz has it for Gloucester. 2-4 checkers in deep for Linfield. And they're going to come up with a puck. Taken out of the zone by Gloucester finally. E.J. Field, left wing side to Liam Lyons. Once again, can't get past the defense. What is this? A whistle for what?
They call that a hand pass. That's horrible. Costanzo reached up and tried to glove the puck, and he didn't get it. He didn't pass it to anybody. The puck just kind of flipped off his glove, and they're calling a hand pass. That's
pretty abysmal.
Which means it's all the way back in the Gloucester end. Face off to the left of Polisky. And Costanzo wins the draw, gets it back to his defenseman, who gets it in turn to Lyons, and he's got Field with him. Has it on the right wing side in the Linfield end. Field shoots, rebound, goes wide. The initial shot, the save, and now from the left wing side, the shot doesn't get through, comes back out to center, Costanzo covering up. 8:49 left to go in the game. Costanzo gloved it that time. Gets it to Lyons in the slot. He's bumped off the play. And where is it? It's in the right wing corner. Lyons redirects it down to the left wing side. Taken away by Joey Mack, who's been all over the ice on defense. Stick handling ahead. Fires it up from the left wing side to Tom Powers. It goes into the Gloucester end. Fisherman will bring it out. Lyons gassed. Still with it though. Still on the ice. Left wing side looking for Costanzo. Long shifts for Costanzo and Lyons tonight. Lyons has to come off. Costanzo, check it. E.J. Field has been out there a long time too. He's still fighting for the puck with Costanzo. Tim White comes over to help out, but it's cleared out of the zone. Plays at center, and it's offside apparently. Marenghi offside. 7:54 left to go in the game. Linfield has taken a 4-3 lead with George DeRoche scoring at 4:34. Alrighty then, play resumes. Ethan Brennan flips it. It goes into the Linfield bench area. The Twin Towers over there, the coach's gardener. Brothers Jay and John. I believe when they played hockey, 6'4", 6'5", one of them was a defenseman, the other was a goalie.
Good luck. Ken Dryden.
Mercy.
Ben Bishop, if we're talking present day.
Uh-huh. All right. Linfield has it in their own end, and they have the lead. Halfway through the third period, DeRoche is hammered. Oh, man, he had his head down, and he was absolutely smoked by Harrison Marshall. Marshall, not the biggest guy out there.
I think he caught him in a vulnerable spot.
Oh, some yeah.
Head contact was because DeRoche was kind of leaning that way.
Uh-huh. Leverage is everything, I guess. All right, play goes into the Linfield end. DeRoche tried to line up Marshall that time. There's a shot. Glove save. Woo! Nice save by DeRoche. Shot in the slot. Let's see who that was from.
That was Ethan Brennan. Might be Langone's best save of the night right there.
Man, he just flicked out the glove. Looked like it was behind him.
He's been vulnerable glove side, so but not on that play. He ate that one up.
All right, we're down to 7:09 left to go. With Linfield leading by one. Gloucester's season on the line. Linfield in the tournament. They made it at the last game. From the right point, deflected by Costanzo off the shot of Mondello. Breakout for Linfield with a 2-on-1. Who gets there first? Mondello comes back to make a nice play on Murphy. And Mondello gets it to the side and out of the zone, forcing Mack to go back and pick it up. Whistle.
They're going to call it because...
Penalty on Linfield.
Yep. That's Gloucester's first power play of the night coming up. Maniz got interfered with. And I didn't see the referee put his hand up. I'm like, what? They're going to let that go now too? But they didn't.
All right. Penalty is to Marenghi, his second of the night. Interference. The draw will be to the left of Langone. Rinaldi against Costanzo. Rinaldi wins it. And it's cleared to the line. Back to the left point. Mondello shoots. It's in the... Oh, man. It was in the crease, and it's deflected. Goes up into the netting. So the draw will again be to Langone's left, and Linfield wins this one again, and they still can't get it out of the zone. Costanzo working at center. Comes back to center point. Goes to the left point, still stick handling. Sends it down to Mondello in the corner left. Shot goes behind the cage. Centering pass. Lyons is blocked. Comes out to center ice. No, to center point. Kept in by Costanzo. Now he's weaving to the right. Oh, he looks for Mondello closing from the left. Can't hook up with him. Cleared out of the zone. 55 seconds left in the penalty. Look out here. Murphy is the first man down. Poliski out of the net. Has to play it.
Smart play by Poliski. Nice play by Costanzo, too. Just couldn't quite hook up with Mondello on that saucer pass.
Lyons, soft pass for Costanzo, trying to split the D. Block goes to the right wing corner. Lyons has it, circling to the right. Still with it. Heading toward the net. Drops it down to the right side, Costanzo. And he fans on the shot. Then he shoots it into the leg pad of LaRoche. Comes, check it, Langone comes to the left side. Kept in at the left point. By Muniz. And now it comes back to the right point. Mondello. Back to Muniz on the left point. Goes to the top of the circle. Down low. Saddle pass. Score! Gloucester. They tied it up. Is that Costanzo again?
That was Fields.
Great
play by Muniz, too, to set him up.
Woo! Well, they needed that one. So, Field for Mondello. That was a nice power play. Lots of nice passing.
You know, Muniz had some room, and he found Field on the far side of the net to the goalie's left, and Field finished the job. That's a three-point night for the freshman.
And very, very cool play by Muniz. Heads-up plays. And again, Gloucester defense forced to make a lot of changes in the last couple of games. Well, Mondello and Muniz get the assists. Two of them. And play is back underway. As D'Agostino is across the line. He's checked by Mondello into the right wing corner.
Nice play by Harry Marshall there. Very nice play by the freshman.
Gloucester clears it and it goes in on goal, so it's not icing. Langone is forced to make a save. Well, we're down to 4:32. And the question is, can Gloucester dig deep enough? They're short in terms of roster places. They're double shifting and triple shifting some of their seniors, remaining seniors. And they're tied right now. Same thing happens on the other end. Linfield clears it, and it comes all the way in on goaltender Poliski, and so it's not icing down.
Yeah, he was a little nonchalant with that. I thought he could have, if he
played it,
acted a little more decisively, he could have swept it to his side to his D-man, but Murphy come charging in.
Okay. Face-off to the right of Poliski.
Big face-off here for Gloucester.
And I would say that everybody's on his feet, but that's not true. We are, as we have final 4 minutes to go. Puck goes out of the rink. Face-off will be right back there in the circle to Poliski's right. Cowabunga. DeRoche broke the tie for Linfield, and Field tied it up for Gloucester. Costanzo wins it, drops it back softly to his defense, but it's taken by Marenghi. Gets it back to the right point. Here it is. Shot goes through, but it's broken up in front. Long left wing pass. Oh. The Lyons can't catch up with it. It's icing. Oh, man. Nice try.
Yeah, can't blame them for being aggressive there. They took a shot when they had it just out of the reach of Lyons.
Face off to the left. This time of
the best sitting bay. You see the I love the reactions with both coaches and benches sitting behind the benches here.
I know. We hear some things maybe we're not supposed to
hear.
Yeah,
this is true.
All right, 1-on-3. Soft pass by Lyons looking for Costanzo. Centers it, goes between the points, and comes all the way back into the Gloucester end. Sperry, first man back. Bad pass, blind pass, stolen by D'Agostino down the slot. He shoots, raises his stick, and it's a save by Poliski.
Two of them, and that one. And look at his teammates, Isaiah. Thank you for that.
They're all, yep.
Gloucester just served one up on a platter right there with just a Boy, I think that's where Linfield's physicality comes into play. Their defenseman there got rid of the puck really quickly, and he had time. He had a lot of time, and instead he kind of threw it into no man's land, and that was basically a two-on-none.
Yep. Now, can Gloucester dig deep? They're gassed, and it's a tie game at the moment. They need a tie to make the state tournament, and Linfield wants to deny them that. Brennan across the line. Left wing feed, over to White. Kept in at the line, nope, comes out to center. Mondello at his own line. Looking for a careful pass up to Hopkins, and it goes into the Linfield end. It's popped up into the air, back out to center. Big check here, 11 on 11. A check it on Muniz as Cooper Moringi knocked Muniz down, and Linfield comes right back on the attack. There's a shot, rebound, another save by Poliski. And he's keeping Gloucester in it at the moment.
He got the rebound again as well.
Wow. So now we're down to 2 minutes and 50 seconds left in what could be Gloucester's season. My, my, my. 4-4 is the score.
Gloucester's got to think about taking a timeout maybe sometime in this shift.
Pretty soon, yep.
Just so they can maybe get a double shift out of the Lions' Costanzo field line.
And you can feel Linfield coming to the left.
Oh, yeah. They know that Gloucester is tired. Yep. You heard Coach Gardner just yell that they're tired. Pressure, pressure.
Yep. Oh, bad pass by the Pioneers comes out to center ice as they had it in the zone. So Jared Simpson over to Joey Mack, sends it in deep. The Roach down there, left wing corner, forechecking. And Linfield is buzzing all around Gloucester, but the Fishermen do bring it out. Costanzo and Lyons. Costanzo stops on the right wing side. Centers it. Field picks the right corner. It's a glove save once again by Langone. And this is iced by Linfield.
Now we see, does Lyons take his time out here?
Not yet. Or maybe he's telling Liam something. His son Liam Lyons, one of the captains. Nope. Face off to the left of Langone. And we're down to 2:17. Linfield wins the draw. Puck goes around to the right side to Murphy. Tyler Murphy with it. Looking to set the offense up. He does. Soft pass off the boards. Left wing side to Cooper Moringi. Loses it. Comes back to Field. And Costanzo can't catch up with it. Lyons does. Field wasn't ready for the pass, goes into the zone deep. And taken around there by Will Rinaldi. Right wing pass over to Tyler Murphy. Stopped at the line. Dangerous now with Linfield in the zone. Cooper Moringi centers it. Where is it?
Oh,
Costanzo
that hit across
has it.
The defenseman out front.
All right, soft pass underneath the field. Across the line, one on two. He puts the accelerator on. Tries to center it. Can't come up with it. Costanzo can't. Stolen by Lyons. Nice steal. Backhanded pass. A blind pass. Not a good one. And Rinaldi, check it. Murphy out of the zone.
Great hustle by Lyons there to disrupt, too. He's tired. He's visibly tired. And he just dug down deep to catch up to that play.
Out of the zone. Sperry. Long shot along the ice. Stick save. Easily this time by Langone. We're down to 1 minute left to go in this game. Off the road at center. Goes into the right wing side. Linfield in. 55 seconds left to go in the game.
I think Gloucester was going to take a timeout if they got a stoppage, but they haven't been able to get a stoppage.
D'Agostino can't catch up with it. And Chris Noyes has it behind the cage in his own zone. And it's deflected out to center ice. Mack stops it at center. 34 seconds. Mack has it. Over to the left wing side to Simpson in his own zone. He's got a clear lane down the left wing side, and he slides it around the boards. Mondello back there for Gloucester. 23 seconds left. Uh-oh, bad pass. Look out here. Mack has it. Right point. Shot through a screen. Goes wide to the left. D'Agostino's on it. Centering pass. DeRoach can't come up with it. From the right point, a shot. Score! Linfield. I think DeRoach deflected it with 11 seconds left. Well, the first man through the line is DeRoach. I'm pretty sure he redirected it. What a goal. And you could sense it.
You could.
Nick, you could sense it coming. They couldn't get it out of the zone, couldn't get a stop and play. And it's 5-4 Linfield with 11 seconds left. I didn't catch the other assist. Mack and who?
I didn't catch it either, sorry.
Oh, Prokoski. Well, what a way for the season to end for Gloucester.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. 11 seconds left, and they give up the goal. And you can't... I tell you what, you got to give Linfield credit, you know,
yeah,
for coming in here and saying, hey, we ain't going to let them just have it.
Absolutely.
And then you got to give credit to Gloucester for digging so deep, you know, and down several men, several guys who have played for most of the season.
And, you know, it was key there. They couldn't get that stoppage to leave Costanzo Field and Lions on the ice. And, you know, they were on the bench when the goal was scored.
So that's it, pretty much. 11 seconds to go. DeRoach with two goals here in this third period for Linfield. What a game, though. What a hockey game. And really, congratulations to both teams. A shame for Gloucester. Tough one.
Gloucester's got the net empty.
A lot of character on this team. The kids who are left on it. 5-4. They're down by a goal. 11 seconds left. Gloucester net is empty. And 7 seconds. Play is at center. Puck is in the skates of everybody. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. And that's it.
Oh, nice. They call.
Yep, they didn't stop the clock. Well, they're going to bring it back to maybe 1.8 seconds. Just prolonging the agony now.
I think so.
0.8 seconds. Not even 1.8.
Okay. They just kind of have to flip it on. I don't think they can get the puck to the net in 0.8 seconds.
No. Well, the faceoff will be to the right of Langone. You got to shoot it as it's on the ice. Derek Sanderson for the Bruins scored a goal like this once off the faceoff. Puck was dropped and he hammered it into the net. But that would take another sports miracle. And you only get so many of those.
Absolutely.
So 0.8 seconds left. Face off to the right of Langone. I think I've been calling him LaRoche all night, but it's Langone. There's the draw. And that's the game. Well, final thoughts, Nick?
Just I hate to say it, but I think it's a little, I think it's typical. Nice of Langone to point at the scoreboard after it's over. He didn't really play that well tonight, so he probably shouldn't be doing that. But I think it's kind of, you know, just kind of a microcosm of their season. Just a little bit short. They've just come just a little bit short all season long.
Okay, Nick, thank you. I appreciate it. We're going to wrap this thing up here, take a quick break, and come back and wrap it up. Final score is Linfield 5 and Gloucester 4. That eliminates the Fishermen from postseason competition. Linfield will go on into the state tournament. We'll be back. I'll give you the scoring here in just a second. We'll wrap this thing up from the Talbot Rink in Gloucester.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the
the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Well, a crushing disappointment for Gloucester, losing in the last 11 seconds of the hockey game. Hello, once again, I'm Rick Moore, along with our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. Nick Kukru has gone on to finish his work tonight as the sports editor of the Gloucester Times. And Gloucester needed 1 point. They couldn't get it, as they were just absolutely gassed at the end of the game and just couldn't get it out of the zone. But a valiant effort by the Fishermen, particularly. Thanks, Coach. Take care. Particularly their seniors, their senior captains, Sal Costanzo and Liam Lyons, a bitter, disappointing end to their season. But they played well. Again, Gloucester shorthanded due to disciplinary reasons. Playing as well as they could. But Linfield playing a little bit better and playing their usual close game. Linfield going on to the state tournament, and I'm sure they will do well. And we wish them well, certainly. We'll be talking with Coach Gardner sometime next week, I'm sure. The game opened up at 4:31 with Kyle Nekoroski scoring the first goal of the night, assisted by Chris Flannery. And that's where we were at 4:31 of the first in 1-0 Linfield. The Pioneers came right back at 6:16 with Christian DiAgostino scoring on an assist from Johnny Prokoski at 6:16, making it 2-0 before Gloucester cut the lead to 2-1. Sal Costanzo scoring the assist to Liam Lyons and E.J. Field. That came at 12:30, 2-1 after one. In the second period, it looked good for Gloucester. They tied the game at 4:57 on a goal from Derek Hopkins. The assist to John Mondello made it 2-2 at that point. Then Lyons put the Fishermen on top at 5:16. E.J. Field the assist, 3-2 Gloucester. However, Linfield came right back at 5:13 and check it at 5:53 on a power play as Cooper Marenghi scored Prokoski the assist. And that tied it up again at 3. That's where we stood after two periods. Then in the third period, Linfield came right back and opened it up, made it 4-3 on a goal from DeRoche. And this time the assist went to Will Rinaldi. For George DeRoche, that was the first of two big goals for him tonight. That came at 4:34. E.J. Field tied the game on a power play, though, at 9:35. John Mondello, Ryan Muniz, the assist. But then the game winner, the crushing game winner at 14:49 for DeRoche. And 11 seconds left in the game. Prokoski and defenseman Joey Mack get the assist. That came at 14:49, and that did it. That ended Gloucester's season at that point. They had a chance, and they played valiantly. But Linfield, too much tonight, and Linfield goes on to the tournament. I want to thank both coaches, Sean Lyons of Gloucester, and, of course, John Gardner of Linfield for their help tonight. And we certainly wish the Linfield Pioneers well in the state tournament. We'll be checking in on them next week. That's it from here. So for our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, for Nick Kukru, the Gloucester Times sports editor, and for Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. Final score tonight is Linfield 5 and Gloucester 4. This is MSONewsSports.com.